Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Wednesday, April 24th. On today's show, meet Copilot Kit, an open-source Copilot platform for seamless AI integration in any application, and learn about interpretable deep learning for biodiversity monitoring with the introduction of Audio Proto PNET. Plus, we'll discuss the use of deep learning to image the Earth's planetary boundary layer. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a new open-source framework called Copilot Kit that is making it easier for developers to integrate AI capabilities into their applications. The framework has already gained significant traction with over 4,400 stars on GitHub. Here to tell us more about Copilot Kit is our technology correspondent. So what exactly does Copilot Kit enable developers to do?
Copilot Kit provides a streamlined way for developers to create custom AI copilots within their applications. This includes things like in-app AI chatbots and agents that can dynamically interact with the app's environment. The framework handles complex aspects such as making the AI aware of the app's context and facilitating its interactions. Some key components are Copilot Chat for building app-aware chatbots, Copilot Text Area, which enables AI, assisted text generation and editing, and support for in-app agents that can access real-time context and take actions within the app.
It sounds like Copilot Kit addresses some major challenges in integrating AI. How does the framework actually work under the hood to make this happen?
At its core, Copilot Kit provides a framework for connecting all the components of an application to a central Copilot engine. When a user makes a request, this engine pulls in the relevant application context, formats it for the language model, and can then initiate actions within the app on the user's behalf. The framework also provides customizable UI components for features like chatbots and AI-powered text areas. Another powerful capability is bringing LangChain agents into the application as interactive components that can perceive the app's real-time state and take actions. Copilot Kit aims to make integration simple through clear entry points, enabling even applications with advanced AI to be easy to use.
Very interesting. Could you give an example of something that has been built with Copilot Kit to illustrate its potential?
Sure. One cool example is a text-to-PowerPoint creator application. Essentially, you provide a text prompt describing the presentation you want, and the app powered by Copilot Kit generates a full slide deck for you. The process involves a few setup steps, like installing React and providing API keys. But then, with the Copilot Kit framework, it streamlines connecting the user input to the AI, models, and having the resulting generated content flow back into the application interface. So it showcases how Copilot Kit enables an intuitive AI experience while the framework handles the complex integration work behind the scenes.
Fascinating. It will be exciting to see more AI-powered applications emerge as tools like Copilot Kit reduce the barriers to entry. Thanks for the insights on this new framework. Speaking of AI being used to tackle important challenges, let's shift our focus to the issue of biodiversity loss. North America has seen a 29% decrease in wild bird populations since 1970, and monitoring systems are crucial for combating this decline, as birds serve as key indicators of environmental health. Passive acoustic monitoring has emerged as a cost-effective method for collecting bird data, but traditional analysis is time-consuming. Here, with more on how AI is being used to automate and improve this process, is our correspondent. So what exactly did these researchers develop?
The researchers from Fraunhofer Institute and University of Kassel developed a prototype learning model called Audio Proto PNET. It's designed specifically for identifying bird species from audio recordings. The model learns prototypical sound patterns for each bird species from training data. When classifying new recordings, it compares them to these learned prototypes. What's unique is that it provides easily understandable explanations for its classifications by highlighting which parts of the audio match the prototypes.
And how well did Audio Proto PNET perform when put to the test?
The researchers evaluated Audio Proto PNET on 8 different datasets of bird recordings from various regions. The results showed it was able to learn relevant and interpretable sound prototypes. Importantly, when compared to two state-of-the-art black box deep learning models, AudioProto PNet achieved similar classification performance. This demonstrates that interpretable AI models can be just as effective as opaque ones for this task.
Why is model interpretability important for a use case like this?
For AI systems to be trusted and adopted by domain experts like ornithologists and biologists, it's crucial they can understand how the models arrive at their conclusions. Black box models that give results without any insight into their reasoning can be difficult to have confidence in, especially for critical biodiversity monitoring efforts. By providing explanations that highlight what sound patterns it matched on, AudioProto PNet allows experts to verify the model is picking up on relevant audio features.
What are the key takeaways from this research?
This work demonstrates that it's possible to develop AI models for complex audio classification tasks that are inherently interpretable, meaning their decision process is transparent by design. This is in contrast to common approaches that attempt to explain black box models after the fact. The researchers hope AudioProto PNet can serve as an example of interpretable AI design that will inspire further work in domains like bioacoustic monitoring. Ultimately, the goal is to develop AI tools that domain experts can understand and trust to help them in crucial tasks like combating biodiversity loss.
It will definitely be exciting to see how interpretable AI expands to help with other audio classification challenges. Thanks for the insights. Shifting gears now to some news from the world of design collaboration. Figma, the popular startup awaiting regulatory approval of its $20 billion acquisition by Adobe, just announced it is adding three new generative AI features to its FigJam online whiteboard tool to help teams get started and organize projects more easily. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Tech correspondent. So what exactly are these new AI capabilities Figma is introducing?
Figma is leveraging generative AI in a few key ways with FigJam. First, they are using AI to help users create new FigJam boards from scratch. Getting started with a blank canvas can be daunting, so Figma is letting users describe what they need, like a calendar or project timeline, and the AI will generate a template to get them going. They are also applying AI to help organize the sticky notes that teams use to capture ideas on the board. As boards get crowded, the AI can intelligently sort the notes into thematic groups. Finally, Figma is using AI to automatically generate summaries of the key points from all the sticky notes on a board, saving users from having to manually synthesize everything.
Interesting. So it sounds like Figma is really trying to make FigJam easier to use, especially for those who may not be designers. What has the adoption of FigJam looked like so far?
FigJam has proven quite popular since launching in 2021. In fact, Figma says two-thirds of FigJam's weekly active users are not designers, showing it has broad appeal for all sorts of visual collaboration. An analyst I spoke with from 451 Group said Figma has always conceived of FigJam as a place where cross-functional teams of designers, product managers, engineers, and more can come together to work on projects. So while Figma may be known as a designer tool, they are really trying to enable organization-wide collaboration with FigJam.
With such a wide range of potential users, it makes sense Figma would want to leverage AI to make the platform more approachable. What are some of the challenges they had to navigate in applying this technology?
One key thing is that Figma is using OpenAI's language models as the foundation, but they had to do a lot of fine-tuning to make sure the AI understands Figma and FigJam-specific concepts. They also built in content controls to prevent users from generating anything harmful or inappropriate. If a user prompt ventures into problematic territory, they are testing a warning system that simply won't let them proceed, balancing the power and accessibility of AI with the need for safety and accuracy is something a lot of companies are grappling with right now.
Thanks for the update on Figma's progress. While they may be in a holding pattern on acquisitions, it's good to see them still innovating on the product side. Shifting gears now to another industry that's making strides, aquaculture. The United States has a significant aquaculture industry, with shellfish farming alone representing $1.5 billion annually, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Maintaining healthy shellfish larvae, known as seeds, is critical for the sustainability of this industry. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, why is monitoring shellfish larvae health so important in aquaculture hatcheries?
Well, David, just like in traditional land-based farming, the health and survival of the young is absolutely crucial. In the case of shellfish aquaculture, this means closely tracking the mortality rates and overall health of the larvae from the earliest stages of life. Hatcheries need to ensure they are producing robust, viable seeds that can grow into healthy adult shellfish.
And what kind of challenges do hatcheries face in maintaining the health of these shellfish larvae?
There are a number of factors that can impact larval health. Water quality, nutrition, and disease are all major considerations. Even slight variations in temperature, salinity, or pH levels can have significant effects on these delicate early life stages. Hatchery managers need to constantly monitor conditions and be ready to make adjustments to optimize survival rates.
So it sounds like hatcheries almost need to create the perfect environment for these larvae to thrive. How do they go about tracking health and mortality rates at such a small scale?
It definitely requires specialized equipment and techniques. Microscopy is commonly used to visually assess the condition of the larvae. More advanced methods like flow cytometry can automatically count and sort large numbers of larvae based on viability markers. Genomic analysis is also an emerging tool to proactively screen for pathogens or stress responses at the molecular level before problems manifest.
It's fascinating how much science and technology goes into something as seemingly simple as farming shellfish. Are there any new innovations on the horizon to improve larval health monitoring?
Absolutely, it's an active area of research. For example, some groups are working on developing AI and machine learning tools to automate the image-based assessment of larval health. The idea is that algorithms could be trained to recognize signs of stress or abnormal development and flag issues for hatchery workers. Remote sensing systems are also being explored to allow real-time continuous monitoring of key water quality and larval health parameters.
It will be exciting to see how these new technologies might help improve the efficiency and sustainability of shellfish aquaculture. Thanks for the insights into this critical stage of shellfish production. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.